From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin affirms santris should contribute to national development. The United States lauds Indonesia's leadership role in ASEAN and Indo-Pacific. Now the news in detail. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin pressed for santris or Islamic boarding school students to play a contributory role in national development since the Jihad Resolution Declaration in 1945. As reported by Antara on Friday during the Santri Day commemoration on Friday, Vice President Ma'ruf said that loving a country is part of the faith known by the phrase Hubul Watan Minal Iman, with the spirit loving one's homeland is part of the faith. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin III, during a meeting with Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto, lauded Indonesia's leadership role in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, the Indo-Pacific, and the world. As reported by Antara, according to a release issued by the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta on Friday, Secretary Austin met Minister Subianto on Thursday to discuss opportunities for further alignment between the United States and Indonesia as the two countries pursue a shared vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific, as well as issues of global concern. During the meeting, the U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Minister Subianto emphasized the importance of continued cooperation as regional security dynamics become increasingly complex. Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture has stated that the preparation of superior human resources is one of the national priority programs geared towards realizing the Golden Indonesia 2045 vision. As quoted by Antara, Acting Deputy for Coordinating of Education Quality Improvement and Religious Moderation at the Ministry, Aris Darmansyah Edi Saputra, during a discussion on the 2022 Government Performance Achievement on Friday, pointed out that preparing superior human resources is one of the national priority programs, one of which is related to improving education. He further said that the government is continuing to improve the quality of education through various educational development strategy programs. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, has said that Nusantara Day, which is celebrated every December 13, seeks to promote the Indonesian seas as the mainstay of national development. As reported by Antara, he was speaking during the 2022 Nusantara Day preparation meeting last Wednesday. According to a statement issued on Friday, the purpose of Nusantara Day is to reiterate the Indonesian maritime sector as the mainstay of national development and to manage the maritime resources for people's welfare. He also noted that this year the Nusantara Day commemoration will be chaired by the Minister of Investment as the central government organizer and hosted by Southeast Sulawesi Province as the regional organizer. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese met with his Japanese counterpart Fumio Kishida on Saturday for talks expected to cover defense and energy deals amid China's push for greater influence in the Asia-Pacific region. As quoted by ChannelsNewsAsia.com today, officials from the two U.S. allied nations said on Friday that at the annual Australia-Japan leaders meeting held in the Western Australia capital of Perth, the two were expected to sign a security cooperation agreement updating a 2007 pact to respond to a changed regional security environment. The summit is the fourth for the leaders since Albanese took office in May. Albanese and Kishida were also due to discuss climate change, expressing support for a regional transition to net zero carbon emissions, including boosting investment in clean energy technologies. The U.S. and Russian defense chiefs spoke on Friday for the first time in months, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he saw no interest from Moscow for broader talks to end the Ukraine war. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, meanwhile, emphasized the importance of maintaining lines of communication amid the ongoing war against Ukraine during the call with his Russian counterpart Sergei Shoigu, according to a U.S. spokesman, Brigadier General Pat Ryder. As reported by ChannelsNewsAsia.com, Russia's defense ministry confirmed the call and said the two discussed Ukraine's without further details. The defense chiefs last spoke on May the 13th when Austin urged Moscow to implement an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine. The UK's economic outlook has been lowered to negative by rating agency Moody's due to political instability and high inflation. Moody's changed the UK's outlook, which is a marker of how likely it is to pay back debts, from stable to negative. As reported by BBC.com, today, rating agencies in essence rate a country on the strength of its economy. Moody's, along with another of the big credit rating agencies, Standard & Poor's, maintained their assessment of the UK's credit rating. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. First news comes from Solok, West Sumatra. Mass dance-themed Barale Gadang, or Big Party, performed by junior high and elementary students throughout the city of Solok and even the 2022 West Sumatra Regional Achievement Activity, which was held as West Day in commemoration of the 61st anniversary of the Scout Day. The main theme of the commemoration and all scouting activities at the national level are serving without limits to build the nation's resilience. Deputy Mayor of Solok, Ramadhani Kirana Putra, said this year's Active Regional Achievement Activities are a series of culmination of the commemoration of the 61st Scout Day 2022 at the West Sumatra level with Solok as the host. The events include Tuah Sakato Familiarity Night held at the Tanjung Paku Sports Building, Scout Day Big Gathering at Merdeka Square Solok, and various activities at the Scout Park Camping Ground. The next news comes from Jember, East Java. Sidomulyo Agriculture Mobile Application, or SIAMA, made by the Electrical Students Association, Faculty of Engineering, Jember University, support the digitization of the agricultural sector in Jember Regency, East Java. The Android-based application has been integrated with wireless sensor technology network, allowing farmers to monitor soil moisture, weather, rainfall, wind speed, and other data from their mobile phones. Sidomulyo Village Head Kamiluddin said the application is in line with Sidomulyo Village Program as the first digital village in Jember. The application is similar to the agricultural census, so the village has a strong database to make the right policies. The next news comes from Poso, Central Sulawesi. The Central Sulawesi Provincial Government and the Poso Regency Government held the Lake Poso Festival from October 20th to 22nd. The festival was held in Pamona Pusalemba District, Tentena City. Head of the Tourism Office, Diah Agustiningsih, on Thursday said the government was targeting 7,000 visitors in the Lake Poso Festival 2022. The Tourism Office collaborated with travel and tour agencies from Bali and the Czech Republic to bring tourists from abroad to explore Poso's nature, starting from Tentena City, by seeing various cultural attractions during the festival. She hoped that thousands of visitors who attended the festival could have various effects on improving the economy of local communities after the pandemic. This festival was also a momentum to introduce Poso Regency as the land of 1,000 megaliths, which has the third largest ancient lake in Indonesia. That was news from across Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event of October 22, 1939, when Hamengkubuwono VIII, the King of the Sultanate of Yogyakarta, passed away. Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono VIII or Gusti Raden Mas Sujadi passed away in Yogyakarta on October 22, 1939 at the age of 59 years old. He was one of the kings of the Yogyakarta Sultanate from 1921 until 1939. He was crowned to be the Sultan of Yogyakarta on February 8, 1921. During the reign of Hamengkubuwono VIII, the Sultanate of Yogyakarta had a lot of funds used for lots of activities, including financing the Sultanate schools. Many sons of Hamengkubuwono VIII were sent to college, and many of them in the Netherlands. Gusti Raden Mas Dorojatun, who finally assumed the throne as Hamengkubuwono IX, studied at Leiden University, the Netherlands. Now we move to another event on October 22, 1955, when South Vietnam was proclaimed. South Vietnam was an anti-communist country which existed from 1954 to 1976 in the Vietnam region. South Vietnam was proclaimed in Saigon by Ngo Dinh Diem on October 22, 1955. The birth of South Vietnam was supported by the United States, while North Vietnam was supported by China and the Soviet Union. The South continued the war with the Viet Cong for a long time after the United States left South Vietnam. However, it finally surrendered to North Vietnam and the National Liberation Front on April 30, 1975. Afterwards, the National Liberation Front ruled and founded the Republic of South Vietnam to the Socialist Republic of Vietnam, which was proclaimed intactly on July 2, 1976. We end today in history with the event of October 22, 1945, about National Santri Day. On October 22, 1945, students and ulama of Islamic boarding schools from many regions of Indonesia obliged every Muslim to defend their homeland and independence of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia from colonial attacks. Students and ulama of Islamic boarding schools have a major role in struggling to defend the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia and contribute to the development of the nation. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Senandung Katulistiwa is back again for Voice of Indonesia listener. Masih terngiang di telingaku, bisik cintamu. Ang stasiun balapan, no solo sing tak dikenangan, kowe karo aku. Pick one of the two songs and send your cover video. For more info, click the Senandung Katulistiwa banner on voinews.id.
Rasakan getaran yang kerap goyahkan rasa serasa ada sentuhan baru sinari hari-hariku pertama diriku pun tergoda hilangnya matamu runtuhkan angkunya dinding hati goyahkan.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia highlights Minister Sri Mulyani to focus on increasing economic productivity in 2023. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said she would stay focused on improving the productivity of economic fundamentals through a quality spending by the central and regional governments. That was stated by Minister Sri Mulyani in a webinar on economic recovery acceleration, as observed by Antara News Agency on Wednesday. She also said that in 2023, the economic challenges will come not only from the pandemic, but also the war that disturbs the supplies while the demand keeps growing. She added that recovery is still going on, but Indonesia needs to be careful. Indonesia must remain the domestic demand so that the government spending will be selective, since the government must also anticipate the risk of interest rate increase, dollar strengthening, and inflation from the growing commodity price. Minister Sri Mulyani further explained that from the revenue, the government will keep reforming, such as from the harmonized tax law. The government must also guard the budgeting because the risk is shifting to the financial market sector. From the spending, the government stays focused on priority policies such as manpower development so that 20% of state budget, or around 612.2 trillion rupiah, will be allocated for the education sector. The social security budget in 2023 worth 479.1 trillion rupiah will be adjusted to the economic situation. Social security includes various programs such as Family Hope Program, Food Card Program, and the beneficiary of National Health Insurance. The infrastructure budget worth 392.2 trillion rupiah will be focused on fundamental services infrastructure development such as hospitals, as well as the completion of national strategic projects to create a connectivity that encourages national economic recovery. Furthermore, Minister Sri Mulyani explained that the health budget stays 5% of the state budget because the COVID-19 handling budget is shrinking significantly. The budget is then focused on health facility development, such as the primary and secondary health services, as well as service improvement in general. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia.
Kamu, yang mengisi mimpi. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu, otakkan terganti. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu, ku tak akan berpaling ke lain hati. Kau satu di setiap nafasku, kau satu-satunya upayaku untuk hidup baru. Tinggalkan semua gelapnya hidupku. Lain kamu cuma kamu yang mengisi mimpi. Kamu kamu cuma kamu, oh takkan takkan terganti. Kamu kamu cuma kamu, ku tak akan berpaling ke lain hati. Kamu kamu cuma kamu, kamu kamu cuma kamu, cuma kamu satu di hati. Cuma kamu, ku takkan berpaling kasih.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Sekumpul Waterfall in Bali. Sekumpul Waterfall, located in Bali, is a tourism spot. It is already quite famous to foreign countries. The wonder of the waterfall also has its own interest compared to the beauty of the beaches in Bali. The beautiful environment adds to the beauty of the waterfall, even many tourists enthroned this Sekumpul waterfall as the most beautiful waterfall in Bali. Listener, the name Sekumpul waterfall was chosen because in that location, there are a number of waterfalls that you can find. It is not just one or two, but there are about 7 waterfalls whose locations are still hidden around the main waterfall. There are also people who mention the name Sekumpul waterfall is taken from the 2 main waterfalls that are close to each other in one place. The local residents say this main waterfall is also known as the Ceburan waterfall. In spite of being close together, these 2 waterfalls come from different springs. The waterfall on the left is the flow of water from the Sekumpul River, while the waterfall on the right comes from natural springs. Listener, Sekumpul waterfall keeps a lot of potential and beauty which has not been fully explored. Green rock cliffs with 100 meters to 150 meters high that surround Sekumpul waterfalls add to the beauty of the waterfall. Moreover, because the Sekumpul waterfall is located in the mountainous area of Buleleng Regency, northern Bali, it has cool air and a beautiful atmosphere. Sekumpul waterfall is surrounded by rocky paths decorated with various fresh green plants. The rumbling sound of falling water with splashes of waterfall dew makes the view of this waterfall look very amazing. The pool formed under the waterfall seems to attract tourists who come to swim in the fresh water. The rocks around the pool are often a tourism photo spot. To reach the location of the waterfall from the entrance to the tourism area, you have to walk approximately 300 meters through the forest. The path is concrete staircase that has been prepared by the manager and it has a long handrail. The number of stairs that must be passed is more than 360. From this staircase, you can already hear the roar of the waterfall, which seems to give you the enthusiasm to keep going. It takes about 30 minutes to walk slowly. Listener, what you have to pay attention to is that you have to prepare a change of clothes and waterproof equipment for your camera or handphone. The torrent of the heavy waterfall is sure to wet your entire body, and of course, it will provide extraordinary freshness. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder.
Terus berlalu, tergilas oleh waktu. Aku yang pernah menyakitimu, rasanya ingin bertemu. Maafkan kesalahan dan juga kehilafan. Pernah menancapkan duri tajam, tak lekang dalam ingatan. Kini kau pergi meninggalkanku. Begitu sulit lupakan kamu, apalagi kamu baik. Begitu susah cari gantinya, cukup dikenang saja. Maafkan kesalahan dan juga kehilafan. Pernah menancapkan duri tajam, tak lekang dalam. Susah carikan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia.
VOI listener, Indonesia plans to hold a world-class race again. This time, it's Formula One Powerboat World Championship, aka F1 H2O, a prestigious speedboat racing event. The location which will be the venue for the F1 H2O is Lake Toba, North Sumatra. The race will be held on February 24 to the 26, 2023. The preparations for F1 H2O have been started with the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing and Toba Regency Government. Now the process has entered the stage of structuring the Lake Toba area. So far, there are still a few things which are considered to still need improvement, including the availability of water, access to the race location, and other infrastructure facilities. To that end, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, has encouraged the Toba Regency Government to immediately acquire the required land and organize the Balige Port Area at the end of this November. Meanwhile, the Regional Secretary of Toba Regency, August Sitorus, said, together with the team from the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, it has collected data and arranged the location of the competition and accommodation facilities supporting the event. He hoped that F1 H2O will be successful and be the first successful international sports event on Lake Toba. This can be possibly done in stages in 10 years and becomes an international event. The F1 H2O race is a speedboat race with one passengers to compete against each other on the water circuit. F1 H2O is claimed to be competitive, challenging, full of risk, and entertaining. In each match, there are 20 riders who participate. When they race on the circuit, they are required to go through various challenges like racing on a paved circuit, like devouring sharp turns to speeding up maximum speed in a straight line. In the 2022 F1 H2O season, 6 races will be held. There are 4 cities lined up as the host of the race, namely Macon in France, San Nazaro in Italy, Olbia in Italy, and Sharjah in the United Arab Emirates. For next year's season, the organizer of the F1 H2O has officially announced the appointment of Lake Toba as the location of the race. It will become the opening of the 2023 season. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Sign your cover video to join the Senandu Katulistiwa.
Masih terngiang di telinga.
Pick one of these songs. Click the Senandung Katulistiwa banner on voinews.id. Fill the form, check the lyrics, and download the music of the song. Record and send your cover video. Don't miss it! Exciting prizes await!
Di saat ruang dan waktu. suasana. Kataku di sana nanti kau tak temukan warnamu. Janganlah menyerah, no. Janganlah menyerah, no. Masa depan tak sanggup memperjuangkan. Janganlah menyerah, no. Janganlah menyerah. Tanpa dirimu ku takkan di sini menghidupkan rasa yang mati. Kau terus ku coba. Lewati dan kita melangkah lagi. Di saat kita bersama lalui semua rintangan dunia, rasa
still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Ku Cari Jalan Terbaik by Risa Milen. The song Ku Cari Jalan Terbaik, which means I Find the Best Way, was composed and popularized by Pance Pondang. In 2009, the song was covered by Yuni Syara. This song narrates internal household problems in regard to husband and wife. They are married but do not love each other. It is not stated whether it is forced by their parents or for other reasons. In front of others, they appear to be a harmonious couple, but when they get together, they often fight each other. The husband is always looking for the best way to get out of the problems that entangle his marriage. Well, listener, here is the song by Risa Milen, entitled Ku Cari Jalan Terbaik. Happy listening!
Thank you. kemesraan antara kita berdua. Sesungguhnya keterpaksaan saja. Senyum dan tawa hanya sekedar saja. Sempurnanya sandiwara berawal dari manisnya kasih sayang. Terlanjur kita hanya dan terbuang. Selalu ku cari jalan terbaik agar tiada penyesalan dan akhir seiring jalan.
hari dan selalu ku cari jalan terbaru. Agar tiada penyesalan dan air mata, agar tiada penyesalan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku masih seperti yang dulu, menunggumu sampai kesedihanku tak luntur, hati pun rela berkorban demi keutuhan kau dan aku. Biarkanlah aku memiliki semua cinta yang ada di hatimu. Apapun kan ku berikan, cinta dan kerinduan untukmu dambaan hatiku. Malam ini tak ingin aku sendiri, ku cari
sama.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.